Roman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Boy, howdy.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Who let that guy in the building this early in the morning? Nobody even should be here this early in the morning but the three of us.
It's the ghost of Christmas past.
ghost of Blue Raiders. There he is. But anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning.
People think you're hallucinating, by the way.
I may be, honestly. But it's Monday morning, and it's November 18th, and we are just about, 10 days away from Thanksgiving? Oops, sorry. I messed it up, didn't I?
Are we just guessing now?
Well, I'm sorry. Just do a countdown. Don't make a big deal. Just go ahead and do your countdown.
You go right ahead. I don't even know.
No, I don't.
It's not written down on our sheet, so we don't know.
The 28th or something like that? I thought he had music for it and stuff. Countdown music.
Yeah, the count is coming back.
Well, it's 37 days until Christmas. I can tell you that right now.
44 days until New Year's.
Yeah, there you go. So, sorry.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do. I'd like for you to do it.
Okay.
Do it. Okay.
It's 10 days.
10 days.
Okay. Until Thanksgiving. And you've already talked about Christmas and New Year's.
Boy, so. he really gets upset when you take away that little thing he does there.
Yeah, you know? I think let's just pretend we didn't do it. How many days is it until Christmas?
No, not going.
Not happening.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
I have the memory of an elephant.
This will last probably 3 days.
Yep.
At this point. Hope everybody's out there enjoying the Monday morning. I know it's Monday, but, you know, grab some coffee. Grab a donut. Or maybe you're a protein person like Brian and you eat some kind of egg and sausage something.
So far, John has seen a ghost. You've all taken the countdown. Yeah, it's a rousing start on a Monday.
Well, I don't really think that, you know, it was that bad taking your countdown like that. Jeez.
Maybe the Thanksgiving one since it's so close, but I think the Christmas and New Year's are fine.
I'm not going to say anything else about it.
Oh, do you? Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not going to say anything else about it. If we don't have a countdown, so be it.
It's just part of the information that's there.
I mean, if he throws the countdown out there, I'm all for it. But if he doesn't, I'm not.
And just never mention it. People will never know when Christmas is.
No, we'll be here doing a show, and they'll go, I wonder when Christmas is, because we didn't have that countdown. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't guess he cares, you know, about the people of Murfreesboro. Anyway... I have a little story to tell you.
That was the strangest 3 minutes in radio, but yeah. Something new?
You take care of your hour. I'll take care of mine, big boy.
Well, okay. If this is taking care of it, oh my gosh.
Man, he woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Did he even go to sleep? I don't know.
Maybe not.
Well, I think that's probably it. Anyway, I have a little story to tell you that happened to me last week. You know, my little dog, Chipper.
Good old Chipper.
Little Chipper. Well, Chipper went to the vet. Took him to the vet, and Chipper went to the vet, and he's got one of these little harnesses on, you know, that you carry, you know. So I let him go outside before we go in and, you know, do his thing, and then we get ready to go in to the vet. Well, he had to have one shot left. That's the only shot he's got left. And so he goes in, but he was Chipper was a little different this time. He was a little cocky, you know, you know, he walks in, he struts in. There's this big dog. It's like 10 times his size. He comes up to him, you know, like wants to, you know, hey, you know, want to mess with me and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you doing, Chipper? Or let's understand Chipper's a dachshund. So as he gets his shot, the doctor told me, the vet told me to hold him still. He would not hold still for the shot. Just like a little baby, wouldn't hold still. So finally the nurse in. That's embarrassing enough that I couldn't hold my own dog while they gave him a shot.
You can't control a puppy.
And that vet with that hypodermic was looking, and it was real close to my hand, and I go, you know, please don't shoot me up with something there.
Now you can't sit still.
Yeah. And then so the nurse comes in, gives the shot. He squeals, you know, bloody murder. And and like the whole place could hear it. It lasted like 3 seconds, but you thought I'd shot the dog, you know? So he gets out, and we're ready to go out, and this big dog that he had been kind of acting tough with is leaving as well. And the big dog turns around and barks at him.
Mm.
Chipper goes, whew, you know, and flies out, comes out of his harness because the harness is a little big for him. And he's like trying to chew on that dog's leg.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh no, lawsuit, here we go. You know, it cost me enough money as it is. But anyway, long story short, we got the harness back on. He's okay. The dog's all right. And that's my Chipper story.
Wow.
Just another, the adventures of Chipper.
What a good boy.
And no lawsuit yet.
not yet. I think the bet may do that. Hey, it's coming up on 6:17. Time to take the first look at weather.
Good morning, guys. We are going to have dry weather today, although it will be mostly cloudy with a high 54. Tonight, we may see a little drizzle moving on through, otherwise dry with a high 39. And then tomorrow, we're going to have more cloud cover moving on out with a high in the mid-upper 50s. Tuesday night, we're going to have a low at 39, partly cloudy. And if you're hoping for a nice day on Wednesday, we're going to have it. High temperatures are going to be at 62. And then Thursday, we're going to have rainfall that moves on in. Right now, 37.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink.
With your remodel purchase.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNC4U.com. Take the free quiz.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Because the
NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stanshauer. The top three teams in the AFC all won yesterday. That includes the Patriots, 17-10 at Philadelphia. The Eagles had a monstrous drive in the first half, 95 yards, 16 plays, 9.5 minutes. And Bill Belichick was then seen talking to his defense. The Eagles didn't score again. Julian Edelman, a TD pass for the Pats' only touchdown of the day. Bill Belichick's team went to 9-1. 17-10 over the Eagles.
Went out there and, you know, just competed for 60 minutes. You know, we didn't get off to a great start, but, you know, we just kept battling and, you know, made plays in all three phases of the game. You know, played for 60 minutes and played some good situational football and needed plays we needed to make it to win.
The Ravens, who, of course, own the win over the Pats, are 8-2, three-game lead of the AFC North. They won their sixth row easily, 41-7 over Houston. They had twice the total yards on their big day. For Lamar Jackson, throwing for four touchdowns. He's been in on 25 this season. He has not been intercepted in the last 6 weeks. The defense sacked Deshaun Watson 7 times. And the Buffalo Bills have the third best record in the AFC at 7-3. Josh Allen, three TD passes and a 37-20 win in Miami. The Celtics' 10-game win streak is over. Their first loss since the opening night of the season. 100-99 at Sacramento. Buddy Hield scored 35 for the Kings. Marcus Smart shot 2 of 16, and his shot at the end rolled off the rim. Jamal Murray, 39 points. Denver made it 6 of the last 7. 131-114 at Memphis. Nikolai Vucevic, 30 points, 17 rebounds. Orlando beat Washington. The Lakers made it 11 of the last 12. LeBron scored 33 in a win over Atlanta. Bid on authentic, game-worn salute to service products to join the NFL in supporting the military community. The NFL does not profit from the sale of salute to service products. Visit NFL.com/auction.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update here on this Monday. A big day for us coming up at 5:30 this evening. The Middlemen are at Coastal Carolina, so we will have that for you. And immediately following that, around 9 o'clock tonight, it's Rick Stockstill Radio. So we've got a big Monday night of Middle Tennessee basketball and football conversation. Thursday, the Middlemen will take on Villanova in the Myrtle Beach Invitational. They'll play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, too, I believe. The Lady Raiders at Tennessee Tech on Thursday, so a big night of sports there. Quarterfinal playoff football on Friday. So we've got a lot to do this week right here on News Radio WGNS, and we start girls' basketball conversation as well as football on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner this coming Saturday morning.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Good morning, everybody. That's Medicine That Matters to Men online at thebillupscenter.com. And now it's time for The Real Facts.
You know, you may have known that President Roosevelt was a published author. But did you know that he wrote more than 45 books and letters, making him one of the most prolific presidents in U.S. history?
He wrote how many?
Over 45 books.
I did not know that.
And 150 letters. Something like that.
Yeah.
That he wrote.
Very articulate. FDR. Very brilliant.
I bet he wrote more than 100. I guess those 150
those are like published letters.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, at 6:24 coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS News. That's really good stuff, Dalton. I just want to tell you. It's 6:24.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
MTSU Arts, together with the Sin Federal Credit Union, presents Joys of the Season, a holiday concert for the entire family. Join us for an event guaranteed to put you in the holiday spirit on Sunday, December 1st at 3 p.m. in the Boutwell Dramatic Arts Tucker Theater. Visit mtsuarts.com for more information on tickets.
Witnessing history. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are witnessing history, according to the journalists covering the impeachment hearings, but I wish they'd stop saying that. It makes me nervous. Events that make history typically involve nations falling apart and then historians proclaiming they should have seen it coming. So I am hoping we are not witnessing history, but something much less momentous, such as a real-life experiment that a lot of Americans have actually wished for, the government being run like a business. Since most of us work for businesses, we understand that in a business, everything is a transaction, and the boss gets the last word. Some bosses are tougher than others. Right now, we have a pretty tough one. So when he finds a nation that doesn't want to play ball, it's like a factory that's not meeting its targets. Boss wants to invest somewhere else. If there's an employee who thinks she knows more than the boss, boss brings in outside consultants to make her look bad so she can be plausibly fired. Also serves as a warning to other potential troublemakers. And if there's a whistleblower, boss tries to find out who it is and discredits him. That, we are learning, is how to run the government like a business. As long as the stock market is setting records, most people will go along. If it takes a dive, Boss hops in his private jet, pulls the golden parachute, and then we call it history. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com. Eye on the White House.
Ahead of the second week of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
"None of us came here to impeach a president. This is very sad."
But after revelations that came from three career diplomats who testified, she added,
"The American people have had a good week. I think truth has had a good week. I think patriotism has had a good week. And I think the Constitution has got a good week. I don't think the president has had a good week."
Pelosi was on Face the Nation, where she did not spell out a specific timeline the impeachment inquiry will follow or a deadline for its finish.
"This is about our democracy that is at risk with this president in the White House."
Eye on the White House. I'm Tom Foti, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew on a Monday. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. November 18th, and we're still with our countdown.
Are we?
Are you going to do that? Or
I'd be glad to.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanksgiving, I guess.
Yeah,
since that's the closest one. Yeah, Thanksgiving is just 10 days. 10 days away.
10 days away.
He wasn't as excited as he normally is.
No. We've taken the wind out of his sails today. I don't know.
That's just, it's hard to see him this way.
Well, we're playing super easy trivia in the next hour. So maybe that'll get him, a big win.
Or it'll upset him. We'll just see.
We'll see. That glare is frightening, though.
Did you hear how weak and soft he rung the bell?
I know. He's just in, everybody has a right to be in a mood.
Maybe he's depressed.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, look who I'm here with.
let's just move on.
Let's go to today in history.
Right now? You want to do that?
Yeah,
now?
Let's do it
okay,
now.
Here okay, here we go.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
Martin, stand, please.
Time to look backwards. Yeah, backwards. Yeah, look backwards with Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 18th, 1979. Donna Summer at the top of the charts with MacArthur Park. This date in 1984. The Chuck Norris movie, Missing in Action.
Damn right.
Tops the box office.
The war isn't over. Until the last man comes.
And November 18th, 1994.
Rolling Stones break new ground.
The Rolling Stones broadcast 20 minutes of a show from Dallas on the internet.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
They were the first major band to do that.
Well, and taste.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Time for more Today in History with John.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. And we go to the year 1928.
Ooh.
Can you imagine what that is? Do you know what that is?
I do. I've seen it.
Well, tell us about it.
This is Steamboat Willie.
It was Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie released. It was the first Mickey Mouse sound cartoon. You can get that on Disney Plus now.
Yep, you can watch the whole 7 minutes.
Do you know the one thing that's not on Disney Plus that I found that is a little bit kind of sad?
What is that?
They don't have the old Mickey Mouse Club on there yet. They don't have Zorro, Scarecrow, a lot of those things I grew up with in the 60s. They don't have those on there yet. Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. I guess they'll get those in there eventually.
Yeah,
from
I
the
think
vault.
They're trying to do kind of a rotation, like what Netflix does, where they rotate.
Don't put
stuff
too much
in
old
out.
Stuff in there.
Right.
So you've been on Disney Plus?
I have. Yeah. I have Verizon.
Ah.
So
free for a year.
Got a free year.
So not only do you two that always tell me these things that you have, and I also have the Hallmark Channel. I'll tell you about that in the next segment, how I got the Hallmark Channel that I didn't have on my YouTube TV. I'll tell you about that. people that want to know about streaming.
Well, and we're coming up on Christmas.
We can help. Yeah, we can help them. We can help them with a lot of that. In 1951, former Cubs first baseman and future TV star of the Rifleman, Chuck Connors, is the first player to oppose the Major League Draft. I did not know that. That is news to me.
The Wake Up Crew.
Well, he didn't shoot everybody, but I mean,
that was the start of that show.
He played basketball as well, Chuck Connors did. Great athlete.
Interesting.
And he did his own stunts in The Rifleman, most of them.
Neat.
Yeah. You know, that rolling down and then turning and firing. He doesn't have any idea. He's never watched the show. But in 1959, Ben-Hur premieres in New York. It was the best picture of 1960. Know who the star of that was? Charlton Heston.
I was going to guess that.
Well, why didn't you? That's what you should have done.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, if I was wrong, it would have been embarrassing.
Yes, it would, and we'd have made fun of you. That's true. 2011, The X Factor Group One, no, The X Factor Group One Direction released their album Up All Night. I want to stay up all night and jump around until. And Harry Styles was with that group, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he's gone into acting now, doesn't he?
And then he's solo actually a pretty good actor.
And he does some solo stuff now.
I believe so.
Isn't it funny how all the boy bands always break up? Except
us.
No, we're not boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys get back together.
Yeah.
NSYNC does.
NSYNC, yeah.
And then what's the one in the 80s? New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. They're back.
Yeah. Of course, one's on Blue Blood, so he has to, you know.
Well, they're more profitable together than they are separate.
That's probably true. That's probably true. Boy, they were big in the 80s, though. Wow. Well,
each generation has one. I guess One Direction is my daughter's
band. What would be this decade? What would be?
Oh, I have no idea.
There's a group from Asia, I think.
Yeah.
They
I don't
big.
Remember their name, but they're really big.
Yeah. One Direction would be up there.
Yeah, that's true. Too. That's today in history.
Want to remind you, now is your chance to hear about our good neighbor of the day today, and that would be Dalton and Catherine. They're cashiers at South Rutherford Walmart. They're today's good neighbors of the day.
All right. Want to remind you to call or text in those birthdays for us now, 615-893-1450, and we'll put you in the running for a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut a bit later on this morning.
All right. We're approaching 6:34, time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We are going to have dry weather today, although we'll be mostly cloudy with a high 54. Tonight, we may see a little drizzle moving on through, otherwise dry with a high 39. And then tomorrow, we're going to have more cloud cover moving on out with a high in the mid upper 50s. Tuesday night, we're going to have a low at 39, partly cloudy. And if you're hoping for a nice day on Wednesday, we're going to have it. High temperatures are going to be at 62. And then Thursday, we're going to have rainfall that moves on in. Right now, 37.
Good morning. So far, so good. As far as interstate accidents, delays. Now, it has picked up quite a bit in the last few minutes here up high on the Nissan plants. As you continue, 41 inbound towards Nashville. That's on the increase. Inbound last caches, bike out of last caches. That's starting to get busy as well. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Murfreesboro has been our home for generations. Just in time for Christmas, when you purchase any zero-turn mower, we'll put a bow on it and deliver for free. Don't forget our extensive selection of natural pet foods and free dog wash. At Kelton's Hardware and Pet, we appreciate our local roots. We're more than a store, we're family. Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet, Old Fort Parkway across from Kohl's, KeltonsInc.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, Americare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by Americare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. Americare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmericareServices.com.
This is Monday, November the 18th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. It's getting closer to the deadline to enter the Christmas parade. In fact, the deadline is Thanksgiving Day. But it's easy to enter. Go to WGNSradio.com, look at the red line across the top, and click Parade. The Christmas Parade will be Sunday, December the 8th at 2 in the afternoon. And this year's theme, The Sounds of Christmas. Sign up for the Christmas Parade now. Now through Wednesday, it's the Bleed Blue Beat WKU Blood Drive at MTSU's Rec Center. This is open to the public, and all presenting blood donors will receive a free Red Cross T-shirt. The Red Cross is also having their regular blood drive, 11:30 to 7:30 tonight, at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. Tomorrow at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, it's Widowhood, Maneuvering Through the Holidays. 1 until 2:30 tomorrow at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Hey, Josie, love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. Bell Jewelers is the oldest retail store in Rutherford County.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. Come in and see what a family-owned business that still runs in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that everyone in the community is very proud of and we're proud to be celebrating.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Wise guy. It's 6:39 here on this Monday morning, and Dalton, I'm really concerned.
Why is that?
Well, you know how kind of down he is today?
Yeah, he's not wearing his usual rainbow wig and clown nose.
Well, I just wonder if he's going to...
Got it from your closet.
I wonder if he's just going to pull this off or not.
He left his unicycle in his office?
Wow. Let's hear from the dad joke. What have we got today, Brian?
What's large, gray, and doesn't matter?
I have no
What's
idea.
What's large and gray and doesn't matter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
And irrelevant.
You know, I thought elephant was going to be in that somehow, but irrelevant. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not for a Monday.
Yeah.
And the Moody's in. I'm going to give him a 6.5.
You're just being kind.
Yeah. I was going to give him a 7. Yeah. So
I think that's only fair. It can only go downhill from here, but I mean, no, you go up.
Yeah.
You got a good chance of, you know, that's a good start for a Monday. Not bad. Want to remind you that CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. And we've also got, believe it or not here, Man on the Street Newsmakers. That's in about 5 minutes. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew at 641.
CBS News Update. Police in Fresno, California are trying to track down the shooter or shooters
who killed four people and wounded six others at a backyard NFL watch party last night. Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed.
We're going to exhaust every investigative lead we can to find out who did this.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has more.
Detectives went door to door overnight searching for witnesses and possible security camera footage. Police say at this time there is no indication the victims knew the suspect or suspects. All 10 victims were Asian males between 25 and 35 years old. Police say there were several women and children at this party. None of them were injured.
The shootings come less than a week after a teenager opened fire at a high school in Santa Clarita, killing two classmates, wounding others, then turning the gun on himself. He died 2 days later. Santa Clarita police are still investigating a possible motive. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WGNS Local News. The Grove at Williamson Place, across from the Avenue of Murfreesboro, is becoming one of this area's top event venues. Agricultural legend John L. Beatty commented,
"The Beattys out of the Grove, and the Williamsons, their children, are going to operate it and take it over and doing that. But we're still doing the farming."
His son-in-law, Brandon Witt, noted,
"The Williamsons that own the land there have been tremendous partners over the last several years to kind of follow along with an opportunity, a vision that I had of preserving that place and helping that place that sits right in the middle of town to be preserved and to celebrate agriculture, instead of folks just driving by looking at old barns and grown up fence rows and say, I appreciate that because of what's raised there."
WGNS News asked Beatty, "What's the biggest problem with Murfreesboro?"
"Traffic. Out there picking strawberries over the past 5 years is when you can really understand the traffic that's there when you're right beside the road."
But there must be a balance.
"Our entire existence is because of 6 inches of topsoil, and it's up to us to take care of that as good stewards of the land and to be able to pass that on to the next generation for them to provide for their people in their community."
"You take care of the land, it'll take care of you."
Time will tell what Murfreesboro needs to do to resolve our traffic problem, and we do have one. But in the meantime, John L. Beatty's dream of preserving agriculture will continue at the 200-year-old Beatty Farm at 5331 Baker Road.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and say,
Jeff's, 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 Jeff's. Jeff.
Did you know that Jeff Siles Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They are located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecued ribs and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the Siles brothers and staff at Jeff's restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164 or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats.
Jeff's, Jeff's, Jeff's.
Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You're treated special at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You get full banking services, plus enjoy cookies and a cup of coffee. Discover the difference in hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. The bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Man on the Street Newsmakers. How safe is it for youth to smoke vapor cigarettes?
Oh, this is a nicotine product and kids shouldn't have access to this.
Dr. Toby Schultz from St. Thomas Health. Is the vapor harmful?
They're still doing some research on that, but so far it more than likely is, because it heats up the vapor. It heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. So people understand tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. That gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents. That's not good. The lungs are not made to filter any of that kind of thing out.
You're saying that the nicotine is there no matter what the flavor is.
And that's what people are saying. Oh, this is safe. I'm just smoking a flavor. However, those have solvents in it and other chemicals, including formaldehyde.
We're talking about the dangers of youth smoking vapor cigarettes.
This thermal combustion turns the vapors into tiny particles that are getting deep into your lungs, into the tiniest, most important part of your lungs.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Again, even if you're not getting nicotine, you're still getting damage to your lung.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we are broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. 6:48 is our time, a little past 6:48. Dalton?
Mr. Dinkins?
It's Monday.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
He's been in a bad mood all morning.
We've done the countdown. He messed everything up. So I can't imagine what he's going to do for a holiday, but we're going to try it, okay?
I thought you were saying I messed it up. Okay.
No, of course not.
No, I did.
Yeah. Today's holiday. Let's go for it.
Every day's such a holiday.
Well, it's still fall.
It hadn't seemed like it, but yeah.
You know, it's time for some fall drinks. You think of coffee, hot chocolate, pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm. Makes everything nice.
My personal favorite is apple cider. And today is a day to honor apple cider. It is apple cider day.
Yuck. Oh.
You don't like apple cider?
Nah.
Is there anything you do like?
I don't think so.
Sugar-free popsicles, but they don't make those anymore.
I'm still mad.
Yeah, I know.
I've written the company.
I drink a...
Did you get a response from them?
No, of course not.
Yeah. No more sugar-free popsicles.
No more sugar-free popsicles?
Nope, they're gone.
Well, that's why he's been so ill lately.
Yeah, well, it's been like 4 months.
Like I said, that's why he's been so ill lately. Apple cider day.
Yep.
I like a little apple cider every once in a while. You ever had it hot?
Yeah,
apple cider?
Yeah, I drink a cup of hot apple cider before I go to bed at night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, relaxes me.
You really do that?
It's like a nighttime sweet coffee.
Really?
Yep.
I can't imagine you doing that.
He's weird.
Well, you said it. I didn't. 6:50, let's focus on the family.
Dolan. What kind of discipline do your kids respond to best? Well, you're not sure? I think it's worth your time to find out, because one size doesn't fit all. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I recall the time I was upstairs while my boys were playing downstairs, and at one point, I heard Trent slam the bathroom door to hide from his younger brother. Then I heard a banging sound and realized Troy was kicking the door to get his brother to come out. It sounded like the whole house was coming down, so I shouted at them to knock it off. The kicking immediately stopped, and I made my way downstairs to have a talk with them. When I saw Troy, I could see the tears in his eyes. "What's wrong?" I asked. He answered, "You've never yelled at me like that before. It scared me." He was right. Yelling is never helpful or appropriate, and fortunately, it's rare for me to do it. But the truth of the matter is that Troy is gentle, sensitive, and quick to heed correction. So in his case, a calm and simple directive was all that was needed. For my older boy, Trent, well, not so much. It's probably not too different from your own kids, and that's why it's best to correct children in a manner that best matches their individual temperament. Some children react to the slightest glare. Others need more focused and careful communication. What works for one child may not work for another. One size does not fit all. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the latest from Newsmax. President Trump is surging in the polls, but Pelosi and Schiff still want to impeach him. What's really their agenda? Find out tonight on Newsmax TV's special Exposing the Witch Hunt Against Trump. See Pat Buchanan, Michelle Malkin, Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Fios, Optimum, UVerse, Suddenlink, and more. Check your channel guide. Newsmax TV is real news for real people.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 on this Monday morning. It's November 18th and moving right along on Monday.
Another crack at me.
No, not mooting. That was just a Freudian slip, I guess.
It was in the back. It was your subconscious speaking.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was. Yeah. You know, he's moody. And so.
This whole show's a Freudian slip.
This whole, yeah. You're talking about forever? I mean, you're just talking about today. Okay. No.
No.
All right. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday to everybody out there. Here's the celebrity birthdays for you this morning. We have, in 1901, George Gallup was a survey pioneer and inventor of the Gallup poll.
Ah,
that's where they got the name.
I was thinking horses.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
In 1909, Johnny Mercer, he was a lyricist. Do you know what a lyricist is?
Writes lyrics.
Yeah, to the song. Yeah.
Right.
That would mean write words.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do a definition with a feather. Yeah. Anyway, Johnny Mercer, lyricist, wrote Moon River.
Moon River.
And finally, in 1968, Owen Wilson was born. Oh, you know Owen?
Yeah.
I bet you do an impression of him, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. That's all you got
to... Okay.
Wow.
Wow. I want to remind you, now's your chance. If you're listening out there, call or text those birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, and win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
Wow.
Work on that, Owen Wilson, will you? 6:55, time to once again check on the forecast.
Good morning, guys. We are going to have dry weather today, although we'll be mostly cloudy with a high 54. Tonight, we may see a little drizzle moving on through, otherwise dry with a high 39. And then tomorrow, we're going to have more cloud cover moving on out with a high in the mid-upper 50s. Tuesday night, we're going to have a low at 39, partly cloudy. And if you're hoping for a nice day on Wednesday, we're going to have it. High temperatures are going to be at 62. And then Thursday, we're going to have rainfall that moves on in. Right now, 37.
Start your day with a wake-up crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
My brain is full of useless knowledge.
I would agree. That's why such a perfect fit for the show.
What do you mean?
Weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50 on News Radio WGNS.
Well, good morning. Watch traffic increase out here. You pretty much would expect this time of the morning on 24 westbound. You're coming past Elmaville Road, headed towards Nashville. Using 41 inbound this morning, Murfreesboro Pike, not bad. It's looking good. Now, here in a few minutes, it'll get really busy.
Jersey, leaving Smyrna down Sam Ridley headed towards the interstate. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time track.
Dike and Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Come and shop and save.
You will leave our store humming.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
Shopping at the Restore.
It's located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Treating your allergies, they give you a dry mouth. And if they give you a dry mouth, anything that gives you a dry mouth is also giving you a dry eye. You've just got to try it. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
True Tear unit works well. You produce your own tears, and your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's about a minute and a half before the hour of 7 o'clock. That's going to wrap up things here on the Wake Up Crew for the 6 o'clock hour. I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, and that would be our friends Dalton and Kathleen. They're cashiers at the South Rutherford Walmart. They're today's good neighbors. They're kind, and they're super friendly, so they're going to receive some flowers.
Man, this is a surprise. This has been a weird Monday, I'm telling you. Weird.
Something that's not weird. That's the CBS World News Roundup. Well, maybe a little. But it's coming up, brought to you by the Low T Center, as well as...
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We got news coming up from CBS.
We certainly do.
That's right, Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney, we certainly do. This has been the weirdest Monday since we've been on the air.
Yep.
The moon full? No, that was last week, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Stay back. Stay back. Stay with us.
Yes, stay back. Get back.
Whatever you do, don't listen. No, we'll be back in a minute.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock Show.